You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Changes to how the supermarket duopoly in the country has been put forward by Finance Minister Nicola Willis. Currently, there are only two major supermarket chains in the country, Woolworths and Foodstuffs, with this move aiming to establish alternative options to how these companies operate. I spoke to the Chief Executive of Consumer NZ, John Duffy, about these developments and how the organisation are feeling about them. I started off by asking him how much of a concern the current duopoly is.
It's of huge concern. So we regularly survey consumer sentiment, and price of food and groceries is consumers' number one financial concern. Everyone is feeling the price of groceries at the supermarket, and as a proportion of household spend, groceries takes up a disproportionate amount, and it's so different in other jurisdictions where there is more competition between supermarket players.
How are you feeling about what Willis is proposing?
Look, it shows momentum. I think for the first time in this government's term, we're hearing from a minister in charge of the topic with a plan. So it's clearly a priority for Minister Willis, and I was very heartened by her comments that some form of structural change in the industry is still on the table, because we have not heard that from this government to date. So it's good that is back on the table.
Regarding the RFI, do you believe we will uncover anything new that has not already been established?
I think what the formality of the RFI process allows is for businesses to confidentially provide information to the government beyond kind of confidential chats and informal kind of interactions, and provide information in a formal way that can be kept confidential by the government to really tease out what the big issues are for potential entrants. And, different potential entrants will have different concerns. So bringing them all together, and then for the government to sit back and go, right, well, what actually could we practically do to mitigate some of these concerns? I think it is a sensible step, but I think maybe you're right. There probably won't be anything enormously new in those submissions, but at least the government now has them in a formal way.
The RFI will look into whether structural change in the sector is needed and if regulatory and legislative measures are necessary. At this stage, do you believe regulatory and legislative measures are necessary?
Yes, 100%. So the Commerce Commission did a market study 3 years ago. It made some recommendations. The then Labor government pulled that together in some new legislation. We've been, we were supportive of those reforms. They've been in play now for a couple of years. They're not working. Even the Commerce Commission is admitting that nothing is changing how the duopoly is behaving. So we need to try something new. And the main lever that the government has to pull is creating new legislation which puts further restrictions on the supermarket's ability to engage in conduct that is anti-competitive or not pro-consumer or supplier. But secondly, it is pretty clear to me that we also need structural change in the supermarket sector along with regulatory change.
Despite these developments receiving support from Consumer New Zealand, is there anything different you would like to see about what is being proposed?
Look, we would have liked the government to have moved quicker. Supermarkets haven't really been a priority prior to the Minister of Finance getting the portfolio. So I think the previous Minister of Consumer Affairs was content to let the Commerce Commission continue under the existing regime without, making any further intervention. What the Finance Minister has signalled is a real dialing up in the government's attention to this sector. So that is good, but yeah, we would have liked to have happened sooner because, New Zealanders are paying millions of dollars over the odds for their groceries, and the sooner that can be stopped, the better it is for all of us.
How confident are you that these potential developments will make concrete changes to food prices?
That's the million-dollar-a-day question. We have momentum. I can't guarantee that, the political process won't stall. So while the government's asking the right questions and it appears to be following a good process, there are a number of hurdles to overcome. One of the key ones is whether the the full coalition actually supports what needs to happen here, which is structural reform. I think David Seymour has already come out and suggested that it would be counterintuitive to put structural reform on the table because it would deter overseas investment, which is exactly what the government's looking at encouraging with a new entrant coming in from overseas. So the coalition itself is going to have to work through a few issues. But having said that, it may be that any legislation that's introduced could have bipartisan support from across the aisle, because obviously the Greens and Labor are on the record as being particularly interested in this issue. And, you know, depending on the shape legislation takes up, they could be supportive of some structural reform.
Director of Coriolis Sense Partners and Cognitas Economic Insight, Tim Morris, in his 2021 submission to the Commerce Commission, says that a variety of factors, such as the country's low population and lack of productivity, means expensive food prices are beyond competition in the sector outside of the duopoly. Will these moves make food prices just cheaper, or do you believe these developments will make food more accessible?
I think more competition would take one factor out of our food pricing that at the moment isn't working for consumers, and that is the highly concentrated nature of the market. So the ability of supermarkets to dominate suppliers, you know, squeeze down their margins and then sell at high prices to consumers. If there are more players at the wholesale and retail level of the supermarket industry, there are more players competing for consumer dollar and for suppliers to supply to. So that is a positive thing. There are other factors like seasonality, transport costs, all these other things that need to be worked into the price of food, but they don't necessarily dictate that food has to be expensive in New Zealand, right? Because there's plenty of, you know, seasonal produce that we produce close to supermarket supply that won't necessarily have high transport costs on them. So those factors can be a bit of a red herring, and were certainly used by the supermarkets through the Commerce Commission's market study process to distract from the core issue, which was a lack of competition leading to high prices.
That was the Chief Executive Officer of Consumer NZ, John Duffy, about Nicola Willis's plans to combat the supermarket duopoly and how the organisation are feeling about these developments.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.